This kina on page 132 is a kina called Mi Yiten Roshi Mayim Ve'ini Mekor Dim'ah. Who will give me, if my head will water and my eyes are a fountain of tears, I can weep all days and night for the slain children and babies and old men of my congregation. This is a kina about the Crusades. And as you said before, Tisha B'Av is a day of national mourning. We don't just mourn the temple, we mourn various tragedies. There was a Jesuit priest who wrote a book called The Anguish of the Jews. And in there he writes, and I quote, "If you find the year more terrible than 1096, it would necessitate you to go back 1,000 years or ahead to the year 1939. The Crusades were a terrible tragedy. At the time, it was the most terrible tragedy. I know today we look at the Crusades and we say it's nothing compared to the Holocaust. But at the time, it was a terrible tragedy. And every Shabbos, we commemorate the Crusades by saying the Avi Rachamim prayer, which was written during the Crusades, trying to remember these terrible situations in which Crusaders marched to Jerusalem to liberate it from Muslims, and on their way, for some reason or another, they go through Jewish villages in Germany, and they kill men, women, children, the killers of Christ. They do it without any mercy." It's amazing how this Jesuit priest saw this as one of the most terrible tragedies that ever happened. Instead of turning their wrath against the Muslim infidels, they turned it against the Jews. It's amazing how I read a document about it 2 years ago. I heard it from Rabbi Weinrib, who's the executive vice president of the OU. He produced the documents in which the French Jews sent a warning to the Pope, saying that these people are coming, they want to kill us. And they got a letter back saying, "Thank you for your letter, and we have you in our prayers." Amazing, huh? Amazing. The Pope was the one that sent them, and he sent them that letter. It's just amazing to me. I once told the story of the Crusades to a tourist who was downtown here in Southland, Spring Garden Road here in Halifax. And you know what he said to me after I told him the story? He said, "But Rabbi, the Jews must have been doing something wrong." It's amazing. We say this all the time, you know, they must be doing something wrong. It can't be that they hate the Jews for no reason. And we sometimes forget that that's exactly what happens sometimes. They hate us for no reason. I want to read to you a wonderful article I just read. It's a wonderful article. Listen to this. "Indeed, every few years, the world seems to become upset by us. Today, it is the brutal repossession of the Palestinians. Yesterday, it was Lebanon. Before that, it was the bombing of the nuclear reactor in Baghdad. And it was the Yom Kippur War and the Sinai campaign. It appears that Jews would triumph it, every time the Jews triumph, and who therefore lives upset and most extraordinarily. Of course, dear world, long before there was an Israel, we the Jewish people upset you. We upset the German people who elected Hitler. We upset the Austrian people who cheered his entry into Vienna. We upset the whole slew of Slavic nations, Poles, Slavics, Lithuanians, Ukrainians, Russians, Hungarians, and Romanians. And we go back a long, long way in the history of the world, getting them upset. We also upset the Cossacks of Khmelnytsky, who massacred tens of thousands in 1648 to 1649. We upset the Crusades, who on their way to liberate the Holy Land from the Muslims were so upset at the Jews that they slaughtered us. For centuries, we upset the Roman Catholic Church that did its best to define our relationship through Inquisitions. We upset the archenemy of the Church, Martin Luther, who in his call to burn the synagogues and the Jews within them showed an admirable Christian ecumenical spirit. We've always seemed to be upsetting people." It's amazing to me. You go through the life, you always see we upset the world. And this tourist couldn't believe that the Jews did nothing wrong. There was a sitting in Germany. Crusaders are marching to Jerusalem to liberate it from the Muslims. And they're killing Jews on the way. They must have been doing something wrong. Quote, "You can't be innocent. There must be something you're doing wrong. All you're doing today in Israel is fighting for survival, and everyone assumes we're doing something wrong. How dare a big army go against a small little Hezbollah? I don't know. They're shooting rockets into Israel. They're doing terrible things to the civilians of the country. Any country would defend its citizens. But they go and said they must be doing something wrong." It's an amazing sight. And that's why we mourn the Crusades. Even then, we were doing nothing wrong. We were sitting in Germany, minding our own business. And they had to kill us on the way. It was impossible for them to march to Jerusalem to kill the Muslims without killing the Jews on the way.
תהל בו מייסה בחונה ובחורה, גאוני ארץ ונקיי טהרה. פעמיים קידוש שם המיוחד במורה ב-23 בחודש זיו לטהרה. ובחודש השלישי בקריאת הלל לשוררה. השלימו נפשה ואהבה כשורה.
What does that mean, the third month when they were reading Hallel? What's the third month of the Jewish calendar? Close. Sivan. Nisan is, you're right, you're counting from Tishrei. We count from Nisan. So Nisan is Pesach, then you got Iyar, and these things happen in Iyar, and then Sivan. So why in the third month would they be reading Hallel? Why would you be reading Hallel and Sivan? You can have two possible dates here. First of all, what holiday comes out right after Pesach? Shavuos. Shavuos happens in Sivan. It could have been Shavuos. Or it could have been Rosh Chodesh. One of the two, they were reading Hallel and Shul, and they got killed. אין להוסיף מועד שבר ותבירה, ואין להקדים זולתי לאחרה. These very few words that I just read, which basically means you're not supposed to add a day of mourning to the Jewish calendar. What does that mean? Does anyone know the big controversy behind these very words? Look, let's bring a contemporary example. Why don't we have a day of mourning for the Holocaust? I'm not talking about Holocaust Memorial Day. I'm talking about a halachic day with fasting, with keynote, everything we're doing now on Tisha B'Av. Why don't we have that for the Holocaust? I mean, everything that happened in the temple is nothing compared to what happened in the Holocaust. So according to this Kina, we're not supposed to add a day besides Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av is a day of global mourning for the Jewish people. And on Tisha B'Av, you mourn for the Crusades, you mourn for the Holocaust, you mourn for the temples, you mourn for the Khmelnytsky massacres, you mourn for the Spanish Inquisition, you mourn for it all. And this Kina, the person that wrote it, brought that to fore. Because right after the Crusades, there were rabbis that were saying, we have to make a day of fasting for the Crusades. And they picked a day, the 20th of Sivan, because the 20th of Sivan was a day in which many years before, in a place in France, I forgot the name, I think Dupois or Vaufort, I can't remember the name, there was a terrible tragedy as well. And they wanted to make a day of fasting and of lamentations for these tragedies. And certain rabbis said, absolutely not. There's only one day of mourning, Tisha B'Av. Once again, echoing Menachem Begin, he wanted to make Tisha B'Av the day of mourning of the Jewish people for the Holocaust. It's amazing how every Jew found their way to Tisha B'Av and said, this is the day we mourn. We don't mourn on the day it happened, we mourn on Tisha B'Av. Now, why is that? Well, I think Yisrael is bringing up a very legitimate point. How many tragedies happened to the Jewish people over the years? Endless. I just mentioned a few, but believe me, you go into the history books, you'll find endless tragedies. Imagine the whole year, all you're going to be doing is mourning tragedies. You'll become a nation of nebuchs. You'll say to the whole world, listen, no, we're allowed to bomb Lebanon, why? Not because we're allowed to self-defend ourselves. Not because it's our right of a sovereign nation to fight against guerrilla terrorists. No! Why are we allowed to bomb Lebanon? We're Nebuch. Look at this. All year long, all we do is go from tragedy to tragedy, from fast day to fast day. That's all we do. So we're Nebuch. You know, give us some slack. Maybe that's the reason why Tisha B'Av is the one day. The one day that you're absolutely, as we say in Hebrew, ala panim, on your face. Right with your head in the mud. You do that all year, you're going to have endless days of mourning, and you'll never get up. And you can't make a nation. That all they do is mourn. You have to make a nation with hope. You have to give hope to the nation that they can be good Jews, that they can continue to live in this world and have a right to live, and have self-dignity. So you can't have endless days of mourning. It could very well be the answer. What else can we suggest? Maybe Tisha B'Av, And what happened on Tisha B'Av, the destruction of the temples, is the reason for this. Now how can you say what happened in 70 CE is the reason for 1096 CE? Could be. They don't learn from their mistakes. What else can we suggest? Let me ask you a question. Define Judaism for me. Is it a nation? Is it a religion? See, Ray, I liked your answer, just that you were shrugging, saying it's both, right? It's very difficult to name Judaism. In modern Hebrew, they gave it a word, dat, religion, but you can't because we're also a nation, and yet we're also a religion. Usually in the world, you have religions. You can be a Christian who's part of the Canadian nation. You can't exactly say that about the Jewish people. We're a Jew, we live in Canada, and yet, when something happens in Israel, it's like it happened to us. Take an Italian in New York, tell them, in Italy today someone died. He'll care more about who won the Yankee game than he'll care about in Italy. Hey, you know, today someone died. The Jews are a nation, they're a religion, they're an entity, they're a culture, we eat certain foods. It's very difficult to name it. But what is the problem? The problem is, usually a nation is defined by what? A geographic area. Why are you Canadian? You live in a specific geographic area in the world called Canada. You can't be Canadian in London unless you have Canadian citizenship. You came from Canada. You can't be an American in Venezuela. You're an American because you live in America. If you lived in America, you have an American passport. If your parents lived in America, they have an American passport and they can give you American citizenship. But if no one ever lived there, how can you get it? In Judaism, we have something strange. If you're Jewish, your kids are Jewish. And they can get into the sovereign state of Israel by virtue of the war of return because they're Jewish. It's very hard to define our nation, to define who we are. There's no name for Judaism. It's not exactly a nation. It's not exactly only a religion. It's both. But it's abnormal. I hate to say the Jews are abnormal, but we're abnormal. You know why we're abnormal? Because we don't live in a specific geographic area. We live all over the world. We were scattered to four corners of the earth. When did that happen? In the Bible, it didn't happen, right? All the Jews lived in Canaan. Then they went down to Egypt to visit Joseph. They were down in Egypt, they were all together. They became slaves, they left together. Right? Fine. They left Egypt, they were together in the desert for 40 years. They went into Israel together. They all settled in Israel together. When did this all change? When did we stop living in a specific geographic area? Destruction of the temple, Tisha B'Av. All of a sudden we're scattered and it's hard for us. We live in this double loyalty problem. Are we Canadian? Are we Jewish? Are we both? If we're both, how do we balance it? What happens tomorrow if Canada fights against Israel? Who do we root for? These are big questions. These are abnormal questions. An American, an Italian doesn't have that question. I have an Italian barber. I love my Italian barber here in Halifax. I asked him point blank during the World Cup, Italy plays against Canada, who do you root for? Without a shadow of a doubt, he looked me right in the eye and said, Canada! I live here! Alright, my Italian brothers and sisters, I go visit. I go visit my roots every year, but come on! We have that problem. And it all became because of this. Because we were exiles, we were minorities in various geographic places in the world. We were like nudges in a sea of a local culture. It all happened because of Tisha B'Av. So the Crusades happened because, God forbid, the Jews are sitting in Germany and they're not sitting in the Jewish part of the world. Now you can understand today, what do Arabs say about the Jews in Israel? What are they in Israel for? Let them go back to Europe, North Africa. They don't understand that we're supposed to be in Israel. They don't understand it because we've been scattered. And therefore Tisha B'Av is a day of mourning. Because it all came from the destruction of the temple. All these problems are a result of the fact that we're a local little tiny culture in a sea of other cultures. And it's very hard to define a Jew as a Jew because ultimately we're both a culture and a religion and we don't live in a geographic area. תחת כן כי היום לביתי אולי רב אספדיו אלי לי אבב קבנפש ברבן חתיקם תביא בוקר וידור